All right. Oh, anything that you want to plug?
Poetic.
I mean, we could say we could. Yeah, Poetic. It's available.
Fucking cock sucking son of a cock.
I don't think Topa. I don't think Topa's going to support you, Thorn. I'm sorry.
Apparently Topa didn't like Poetic.
I went down to pick up my pen that I dropped, and I hit my eyeball on the corner of this picture frame. So, not off to a hot start. What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 62 with my next pick. Show we take a random topic and draft the best team that we can and let you guys vote to decide on who you think picked the best team. I'm your host, Topa, and I think Kevin just had a minor stroke.
I don't do anything minor, Christopher. I do everything major at all times.
Justin, freshly shaven, looks like a baby bird.
Yeah, I would probably get carded and already moving right now.
Absolutely, it would. And to balance that out, we brought a special audience invasion member. This guy, he's been with us from the very beginning. We've got our buddy Thorn here today to help us out. What's up, Thorn?
What's going on, guys? Happy to be a part of it. I've already gotten a huge, deep, like, invasion, fourth wall broken down with all of you guys just going crazy at the beginning of the show. And it's exactly like listening to the show. So I just want to give everybody that like fourth wall break to let them know it's real.
Oh yeah. Then there's nothing fake about this show. We are just as stupid before the show as we are once it starts.
I think it's important to note, Kevin and I went out. What day was it, Kevin? I don't know. It doesn't matter. We went out a day this weekend, I believe. And this guy, Ian, was a chef at the restaurant that we went to, and he listened to the show. And well, he sat down and like talked to us for a little bit, and he was like, "Wow, you guys really do hate each other." And we were like, "Yeah, no, that's none of that is an act. We literally hate each other."
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, we do hate each other, but you know, it's a love-hate relationship, right? Like, and I don't mean it like one of us loves us and the other people hate us. Like, no, we love each other half the time, and the other half of the time we literally hate each other, which really kind of makes for great television.
It does. You guys are a walking sitcom.
Yeah, Topa literally just got cum in his eye before we even started the show.
It wasn't cum. It was a picture frame. Come on.
Tomato, tomato.
I don't think we could be a sitcom because only two of us are funny. Topa, that's big, true. Not funny.
I'd be like this. You got to have a straight man in every sitcom. That would be my job.
You'd be like the cousin It of fucking the sitcom.
Who's cousin It? Is that from the Addams Family?
Yes.
Yeah, the
so
hairy.
Old. You're so old. What an old reference made by an old ass man.
You know what? Some things are timeless, Christopher. You'll never understand that. But
yeah, like my intro. My intro is timeless. It never needs to be changed. Anyways, Kevin, we don't want to talk to you anymore. Thorn.
Damn.
You do a lot of music.
A lot is relative, I guess, but yeah.
I'm not good at segues. You know that as someone who listens to the show. You know that I really don't. I'm just shooting from the hip.
Gotcha. Did you want me to talk about it?
I know he's not good at segues, but you should have at least known there you were supposed to talk about it.
Okay. All right, guys. All right. Well, I do make music. I write, I produce, I mix and master, which is essentially the editing process of the music to get it to sound good. So it's all 100% myself, as well as distribution. I have one album I've done that's available. It's called Poeticit. It's a 7-track album, 20 minutes at the most. Very good, easy listen, in my opinion. Everybody has, you know, their own taste in music, but, you know, I would suggest listening to it. And I'm currently working on another new project as it is now. I have about 3 tracks written for that. I'm going for 10.
So, Thorn, can you spell Poeticit just so our stupid fans who are mouth breathers can be able to find it?
Okay, sure. That's P-O-E-T-T. Hold on.
He had to look back.
It's so rough. You ready? All right. P-O-E-T-I-Q-U-E-T-T-E. And essentially, it's just the word etiquette following the word poet. So it's Poeticit. But it's tricky. If it was Wow, look at this guy.
Yeah, this is
for fast food as it is. What is this, a plug right here?
Yeah, this is our professionalism right here, Thorne. This is exactly what we have to deal with. By the way, you wanted to do a fourth wall break, Thorne? Here's a fourth wall break within a fourth wall break. That's like 16 walls.
16 walls, yeah.
Shout out Deadpool. Topa and I, this is our longest and most frustrating day, Mondays. Topa for sure, and me, it's usually my longest day too. We could have had any day to record because we only do one episode a week, and Justin picked this day of all days. And as you can see, this is now what, Toba, the third episode that he's eaten in the middle of us recording?
Yep, this is the third one.
Yeah,
it's also my longest day for the
you
record.
Picked the day, Justin! You picked the day!
This is your idea.
It's also the day I'm out of the house at a time that we can record where I don't have to go back to the noisy place.
The noisy place. You are eating French fries while trying to talk. That is going to be noisy regardless.
I'm just trying to help Topa with the segue to what today's episode's about.
That is true, but you're too early.
That's
we're
a very
not at that
good
part
segue.
Of the episode yet.
Damn it. Damn it, Jesus Justin. Christ.
You know what part of the episode we are on? First of all, everybody go listen to Poetic, because I did actually listen to it. It is good. I do like it. So go listen to
thank
it.
Thank you.
Give Thorne the streams.
I got a question while we're still talking about that before we segue on in Justin's bad segue way. I have not.
Is that a spicy chicken?
Yeah, it's spicy chicken from
good choice.
From
it's a good
McDonald's,
choice.
From the McDonald's. Thorne, I will be honest, I have not listened to it. So tell our fans a little bit about what it is. What's the sound there? You mentioned that everybody's got their own sound. Are you singing? Is it just you producing the music in terms of beats? What is it?
Sure. Well, Poetica is a hip hop rap album. But I don't consider my, like, I am very heavy on the lyricism, but I'm trying to be more of a musician than just a rapper, right? So I do make my own beats. I try to go into a direction. The whole concept of the album is me, as an individual going through like a chaotic kind of time in my life and transitioning it into like behavioral control and like that. So I try to like have this journey along, these seven tracks. With the way that I'm working on now and new stuff, I have some newer equipment and new ways that I'm producing my like instrumental part of the albums. I'm going a little bit more experimental with the beats, so it's not going to be your typical like regular hip hop styled instrumentals. It would be something that's a little bit more experimental, in my opinion.
Okay, and How do we have people find you? I know that you've shared it with us, I believe, on Spotify, anywhere else, SoundCloud maybe, anywhere else that you have, we can get it?
Well, to make it very simple, I'll comment the link to my, I'm on all major streaming platforms, and when this, you know, the episode gets released and the survey gets released, I'll just connect my link to that those posts just to make it easy.
Okay, so just so we're clear, I'm the editor on this show. So like you can ask me if I want to include it and I probably will. You're a great guest.
Here we go.
But like, we just gotta have things that we gotta go through first.
All right. Do I have your admin permission to post a link to my music on the survey?
I'll think about it.
All right.
There goes Kevin. Thank you for flexing what little power he has. Anyways. Let's talk about our last episode. So we didn't do an episode last week because Justin and Kevin are idiots.
One is the first idiot? Justin the first idiot or mine is the first idiot?
In this situation, Justin was the first idiot.
Yes.
But we did have an episode the week before that. We drafted our favorite celebrity couples. And I won. Felt great about it. And then probably because I won, Justin didn't want to do an episode last week. So I wouldn't get a victory lap. Because then we did a very hurried, I was actually on my way to the Red Sox game on Wednesday while we were trying to put this draft together, of stores that we missed that have closed. You guys should have seen that text thread because I don't think any of us had a clue what the hell we were doing. Kevin actually sent me a list because if he hadn't, we'd have been here all day.
I did. I sent Topo a list and somehow he still tried to take things that were not on the list, which was pretty good. And I think I know Justin took things that still existed. I don't know if Topo took things that
Justin,
still
he won and he picked
by
Wet
cheating.
Seal. What the hell is Wet Seal?
I didn't.
I think it's
too limited. Isn't
the
even
the thing. It's limited too.
That's Justin's favorite.
I didn't choose
store.
Things that still exist, but I did get like two limited wrong. Apparently it's limited two or whatever the fuck it is. Topa picked JC Penny, which I was in like the same day that we did that draft. I was like, this isn't closed.
Why were you with JC Penny? You're trying to get some NYC? The fuck does JC Penny even sell?
Clothes? Every like all kinds of brands of clothes.
Really?
Like terrible clothes?
Yeah, they sell like Champion and Nike, like, there.
Right? Everything. Champion, Nike, Wrangler.
Really?
I haven't been into JCPenney since I was like 13. I got kicked out for trying to go up the down escalator and I never returned.
I don't think they'll recognize you.
You know what, Dobo?
That's probably true.
Then that pick counts because it's close to you.
It's close to me.
So you same missed height. It. I understand. That makes sense.
JCPenney, the good old days. Before this goes any further.
Hold on. No. I have something I have to say. Oh. So we did the celebrity couples, which I'm actually surprised didn't get that much attention. I'm calling out a couple fans, Sam, Jared. That seemed like a freaking topic that would be right up your fucking alley. Didn't hear from them. So where are you at? And then Sam's friend too. And then Courtney too.
Oh, Sam's friend, of course.
Yeah. And then Courtney, because I think all four of them, that was one that was right up their alley. And then we did that topic last week, the closed stores as a throwaway. And I can't believe how many comments we got. That was nuts how much people cared about those stores. So
I didn't even care, and I was part of the draft.
Yeah, we learn more and more every week how much we just don't fucking understand the general public. Like, they just don't make sense.
Well, let me try to like explain it a little bit, right?
Okay.
Because how many of your votes do you think come from people that actually take the time to listen, or people that wait for the engagement on your Facebook post?
Three.
I'd say three and a half.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of mouth breathers out there. It's hard to tell who's listening and then voting, who's voting and not listening, and who's voting then listening. I have no idea.
My absolute favorite is when people are like, oh, the teams are so close. I think I'm going to save my vote until after I listen. That is what the fucking podcast is designed for you to do. Not just, not just when it's close.
Justin, I gotta say this, with you newly shaven, you having that little temper tantrum really made you look like a 13-year-old boy. That was not a good look for you, but young buddy.
Looks like a baby boy, little baby bird.
I think it's a great look for me.
All right, Toby, I give you permission to move on.
All right, since I finally gotten the permission I've been craving, Justin, because we didn't do an episode last week and I was robbed of my victory lap, you get to do it. It's yours. So let's hear it.
We don't do victory laps with guest Christopher. God, you are so bad at this job.
The thing about this show is that there really isn't a formula anymore. It's kind of just pish posh.
There should be.
Wouldn't Thorne love to hear a live victory lap? I'm sure he would.
I don't think he would. We're out of time. Sorry.
Oh damn.
All right, well, no victory lap for Justin.
You screwed up when you gave me third pick and neither of you took Blockbuster. That's what
I agree with that, Justin.
There's a Blockbuster open in Anchorage, Alaska. So, I mean, what are you going to do? I made that up, by the way. I don't know if that's true.
There's one that's open and it's a
Airbnb,
actually. Yeah.
Can you still rent videos there?
No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's an Airbnb. So, like, you go there with all their videos. I don't think you actually rent
them. I was trying to disqualify Justin, so I'd win.
I'm pretty sure you took JCPenney, so.
Did Kevin come in last?
Anyway.
Yeah. Maybe.
Toba gets 2 points for MVP voting.
I got 2 points, oh, and God. I got 3 points the week before. Boys, I'm the MVP.
Did I actually come in last?
You're not.
You did. Sprinkle in the MVP votes.
That's not it.
I've got great news. I'm pretty sure that puts me in the running. In first place.
No, Christopher, you're terrible down 3 points. At the math. No, you weren't. You were down 3 points after being wrong. And then
I was down 4 points.
And then I still get points for coming in first.
You get one. Congratulations, loser.
Twice.
You get more points.
I got two.
So you get two. So I'm down by one. I'm down by one. I'm coming for that ass.
So bad.
Toba for MVP.
So bad at math.
I feel great about it.
Oh, God.
He's literally coming for that ass.
Speaking of things that don't particularly make you feel great, but are delicious nonetheless, today we're going to draft our favorite fast food, I guess, items.
These segues are getting outlandish.
Hey, that was smooth. That was smooth.
Make you feel great, but are delicious nonetheless.
That was good. I thought it was pretty good. Thorne liked it.
That was
like
very smooth.
I got a live. I got a live fan.
I'm on team Justin on this one.
Well, luckily you two are idiots, and I have a live fan who appreciated my work. So yeah, we're gonna draft our favorite fast food items. I'm excited for this one because as a fat man, I eat a lot of fast food.
I don't understand. Do you struggle mentally with the fact that you're fat? Because like every time you call yourself fat, you like you can't say the word quickly. I'm a fat.
If man. I had a problem with it, do you think I would call myself fat all the time?
I think you do. That's why you struggle to actually say it.
I don't think what you're saying makes any sense.
I think you have a mental block. I think that's what it is.
I've been fat since I was like 6 years old. I don't think I have a mental block.
You have a mental block or a stutter? One of the two.
Didn't stutter. Anyways, Kevin's a problem. Thorne, since you're our esteemed guest, I'm sure you'll never come back after this debacle.
I'm already ready for the next invite, bro.
Anyways, Thorne, please give us an order so we can get the fuck out of here.
I didn't really think too much about this. It's actually quite stressful, but I'm going to go with, we're going to go Simmons first. Then we're going to go, Topa, then myself, then
Kevin. I knew I was going last.
First is the worst. First is absolutely the worst pick. So don't worry.
I was trying not to make eye contact with him. So he wouldn't put me first.
Yeah. First is tough. Cause then there's like a good top, like, I don't know, six, five, and I only get one of them. Most of you get two of them.
I have no fucking idea what I'm going to do with this list.
Yeah, Justin, I wanted the first pick. I would have draft pick traded because I don't know what other pick I want. There's one thing I want, and that's it.
He also knows what the rules are.
I mean, the rules are pretty simple, honestly. There's not much. So
They can't be fast food.
Like, yeah. they have to be fast food. So what that means is it can't be a restaurant with a menu. It's got to be something that's put up in front of you. That's a fast food restaurant or a place that makes the food in front of you.
Hold on a second. Does that mean hibachi is fast food?
No.
Right.
They make the food.
No, but that's a restaurant with a menu.
It's got a menu.
Your rules are dumb. But they all have menus. We're literally voting menu items.
You
mean like a tangible menu?
Yeah, like something you hold. I don't think this is really that hard, guys. Don't try to be dickheads about it. Fast
too
food.
Late. It's like, too late.
Like, we know what fast food is. But what I do want to say is we're doing fast food restaurants. So, like, hypothetically, if you wanted the coffee from 7-Eleven, that wouldn't count. Because it's not a fast food place. But
that's a convenience store.
Yeah. Correct. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that, Thorne.
You're welcome.
All right, Justin, why don't you get into our promo?
Oh, the promo.
This is where Justin stalls because he wasn't prepared, even though we've been doing this for almost a year now, over a year.
Tonight's episode is brought to you by the Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
Can we take your order? But that's fine. I'll allow it.
Thank you. I thought it was
Topa didn't put in maximum effort this time.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's copywritten.
No, I changed it to we instead of I. So if Justin had read it correctly, we would have been fine.
Oh, okay.
But Justin, you're going to get sued now because he's right.
Probably welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. May we all take your order.
I mean, that's fine, I guess.
Okay.
If any lawsuits, direct them to KevinThomas@gmail.com.
The email is still not up, so we won't get anything. It's fine.
That's true.
I'm still too cheap to pay the $2, so we're.
I mean, we're literally being like reached out to by Barstool Sports, and we don't even know it because you haven't fixed the email.
Barstool, I mean, why don't you pony up the $2, you cheap prick?
Because I'm a cheap prick. And
Portnoy, if you're hearing this, give us $2, and we'll take care of your email. All right, Justin, go ahead.
I don't know. I guess for me, I'm gonna take the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. The OG.
Which one?
Original Chick-fil-A.
The original chicken?
Okay.
So, that's, Justin, you just like...
By far the best.
Like the worst thing.
Chick-fil-A. Yeah, so I wanted the number one pick. That's what I wanted.
Oh, good.
That's the one you wanted?
Yep. Go ahead and next pick, Toba.
Because now I can't pick the thing that I actually wanted because it's like the exact same thing. It's just spicy.
Okay, well then
the spicy chicken deluxe is better. No. But it is what it is. Yes, it is. Don't be ridiculous.
No, it's
not. So with my first pick, well, shit. Now, you know what?
I'm panicking.
I'm going to take a classic. I'm going to take the Big Mac. It's a classic. It's been here for years.
We've got a panic tope. That wasn't even in my top 10.
Well, that's because you're an idiot. People love
I have that vote getter in my first rounds.
I figure people love the Big Mac. You know, it's got that special sauce.
All about
delicious. And I wanted the spicy chicken deluxe, but it's too close to what Justin picked, so I have to pivot.
Not pivot well. All right, Thorne.
Every time you say I do bad, I win.
That's not true. The math does not support that.
Well, that's because you say I do bad every episode. So really,
you do bad most episodes.
Sun shines on a dog's ass, you know, every now and then.
In theory, Kevin's correct.
Justin, you sound like shit. Fix your microphone.
Thorne, you're up, buddy.
I didn't even.
All right, man.
I'm just telling you. I literally heard you. You sound like shit.
So I'm gonna go with the Baconator from Wendy's.
I don't know if I've seen that on commercials all the time. I've never been with somebody and they ordered a Baconator.
I can't eat a Baconator because if I do, I have to poop in 3 minutes.
that's part of the experience.
The minute the last bite touches my lips, I have 3 minutes to get home.
Thorne, I think that's a decent pick, but I don't know. Honestly, that's one of those weird ones that like there's going to be some on here. I don't know if anybody's going to take it. So I'm just going to drop it. Like the fish fillet, like ugh. I've never in my life known anybody that's ordered it yet. It's always on the menu. And it's always popular.
Yeah.
So people love the fillet of fish.
So, all right. I used a little bit of mind games here. I was not Justin's. What Justin had was not it. I'm going to take the spicy chicken deluxe.
I fucking thought you were going to do that to me. I thought so. I was like, he's trying to talk me out of taking what I really wanted.
That is absolutely the best.
Oh, that cheese is so good.
Sandwich.
Where is that? Is that from Chick-fil-A?
That's a Chick-fil-A. Yeah, that's from Chick-fil-A.
See, I've never had that. So.
Oh, you poor so bastard.
Good. Oh, it's so good. Spicy chicken deluxe.
I still think the OG is better just because the Chick-fil-A sauce is
the Nobody can hear you. Walk away. Microphone sucks dicks for money.
No, did I walk away? What?
Justin, nobody can hear you, man.
Dude's butts.
I haven't changed. I literally haven't changed a thing.
What do you want us to tell you? Literally, three people just told you you couldn't hear it. I didn't say anything.
What do you want me to tell you, Kevin? What do you want me to tell you? I didn't change a thing.
Well, talk about your chicken sandwich again. People want to hear that.
Yeah. You suck. All right, give me the cheesy gordita crunch with my next pick.
Cheesy.
That is a very popular item. I don't know if it's an item that they always have at the Taco Bell or it's one of their specialty items, but it's pretty killer. So give me the cheesy gordita crunch.
Yeah, it's pretty killer. I'm a big fan of the cheesy gordita crunch.
I don't
know. All right, so my turn?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to go with
Panic Thorne.
No, Thorne. I just had, there's no way anybody's panicking in the second round. There's so much. No. I think I'm going to go for an all-time classic and go with a Happy Meal.
Oh,
no, a Happy Meal consists of different things. The Happy Meal is not.
Oh, that's a menu item.
Okay, but you can get a Happy Meal with nuggets. You can get a Happy Meal with a cheeseburger. You can get a Happy Meal with a hamburger. And it also includes fries. That is not acceptable.
And now,
what is that, like a subcategory? What is that, like a sub menu?
Thorne, as you probably know, the rules are kind of like, have you seen Whose Line Is It Anyway? It was like the rules are made up and the points don't matter. Like that's Kevin's. Fine. Kevin's rules are basically whatever he decides at that
items.
Time.
It's also items. It's not an item. Did you write it down?
I wrote an H down. I did not finish though.
So you're locked into an H.
We're in a weird limbo. You have to pick something that begins with an H, but you can't have a Happy Meal.
You got a couple options. One of them are hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Hamburger. Rare. Hamburger. You can have a hot dog. I'm sure Sonic has hot dogs, right?
If somewhere.
I'm
not committing to an H. You can have a hoagie.
I'm not committing to a hoagie. I agree with Justin. Grab a hoagie. Grab a hoagie. Hero. Get a hero.
Wait.
Chickens with a G.
Can I? All right. I'll go with the H. And I'll go with hash browns from McDonald's.
Oh,
that's a good pick.
That's a good pivot. See, Justin, that's a pivot right there.
That's something Panic Tope would never have been able to do. Also, Thorn is drafting the all I'm gonna have the poops all day team. Like, if I eat a hash brown, if I would get McDonald's
hash browns
breakfast,
give you hash browns.
If I eat McDonald's breakfast, I need to cancel the rest of my appointments. I'm not going anywhere for the rest of the day. Maybe I just have a bad stomach. I don't know.
In Thorn's defense to this, we're drafting fast food menu items, of which are gonna make you need to shit.
Bubble guts.
Yeah, but like, I can eat spicy chicken deluxe and be okay. Baconator and hash browns. I got 10 minutes.
I agree with Topa. There are degrees of the poop, Justin. You know this better than anybody.
So,
Mr. I don't
know. No, Kevin knows that better than anybody.
No, I wish. I just don't have
Kevin the ability. He doesn't know.
But Justin, who doesn't wipe all the time, knows this. There are some poops and there are some liquid poops. That's what Toba's talking about right now.
The ghost poop, if you will.
Yeah, ghost we call poop. It ghosty. Actually, well, Toba, a little inaccurate. It's a phantom poop.
Phantom poop, sorry. My apologies.
Because it was there.
In medical terms.
Yeah, medical terms.
Toba, you know this. You ghost ride the toilet with the phantom poop. That's what you do.
Of course. So this is going to be the first time that I probably get told no, but I'd like to take iced coffee from Dunkin' Donuts.
No, that's fine.
I have it written down.
Yeah, the only question is, because I don't drink coffee, aren't there different flavors? Don't you have to pick a flavor? Yeah,
just the OG. I'm just going to take the OG.
Yeah, original.
Okay,
yeah,
that's fine.
Good pick.
If I was picking for me, I'd get the mocha, because I'm picking for the people. Just the OG iced coffee from Dunkin'.
See, I told, but mocha's the ones that make me poop, you know?
Oh, well, I mean, coffee makes me poop, too, so... Maybe I just poop. That's just my thing.
Speaking of poop, my next two picks really make me need to go, but they're delicious nonetheless. I'm going to go with the Five Guys burger.
Oh, delicious.
I had that Crunchwraps on my list.
What was it? What?
Crunchwrap.
Crunchwrap.
I knew I forgot. I was like, there are two things from Taco Bell, and I couldn't remember what the other one was. And it's the Crunchwrap Supreme.
I've never had a whatever you got, cheesy gordita crunch, so I don't know if it's any better than a Crunchwrap Supreme, but Crunchwrap Supreme is delicious.
So the Crunchwrap Supreme, next time you go, Justin, no beef, add chicken.
No. Incorrect. You taught me that, but I actually found a better upgrade. Steak. Steak is better.
Ooh. So I usually get the steak quesadilla, so then I get the Crunchwrap with the chicken, so I can get a little bit of
chicken quesadilla.
No,
come on, ridiculous. It's fucking amateur hour over here.
And you're an idiot. You're ridiculous.
Have we established how many rounds we're doing?
Six.
Yeah, six, Thorne. You said you fucking listened before.
Yeah, but you know, I feel like this should be like eight or something, you know.
I could go eight on this one.
Let's not even start that, because we're already 78 minutes into the fucking episode.
With my third choice, I want to take the Famous Bowl from KFC.
I knew I
was. What a good pick.
I was trying to remember. I was like, KFC, what is that thing with the corn and the mashed potatoes?
Oh, the corn and the mashed potatoes and the cheese and the gravy. Oh, KFC.
You did it. I could not remember what that was. By the way, Thorne, if you're trying to figure out how to game the system with your stupid ass fucking Happy Meal, take notes from Chris Topa. Chris Topa has done this long enough to know how to game. Because that's not a meal. That's six things in one.
It says but meal.
That's it. I'm not arguing it. I'm saying he.
And it comes with a toy, bro. That's bonus.
It's not a meal. It's a bowl. See, that's the difference right there.
This is how you do it. Yeah, okay. Thorne. I'll talk to you after the show. Next time you're on, we'll figure this out. Third pick.
With my third pick, I'm going to go with a Baja Blast from Taco Bell.
Interesting choice to go with just a beverage.
But it's unique to Taco Bell.
So I think before they started putting it in bottles, that would have been a great pick. But now that you can just get a Baja Blast at Speedway.
Yeah, but it only comes out like that for 2 or 3 months, and then it's sold at Taco Bell.
You tried the new two Baja Blasts that came out? Those are pretty fire.
I tried one of them.
This is a very in-depth conversation about fucking
soda. It's Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. Baja Blast. Bro. Good stuff. Yeah.
Baja.
All right, Kevin.
All right, I got dose picks, and only one pick so far is gone, so I'm happy with that.
That means your list sucks.
Probably, but whatever. But this one I thought was a borderline first rounder. I would have put him in the second round, but the
Kale chips.
Wendy Spicy Nuggets? How are these still here?
Ooh, Spicy Nuggets is a good pick.
Yeah, I thought for sure that spicy nuggets were going to be taken. So I'm glad that they fell to me. I'm really happy with that one.
Yeah, that was a good pick.
And with my next pick, I'm going to do. I mean, the McDonald's fries are a classic. Like, I mean, it's kind of boring. I get it, but like, they're fucking classic.
Well, that's why we need to do eight.
Well, maybe that's true. But like, either way, McDonald's fries are literally the only place that I would go and be like, I want just a side of something. I don't want an actual meal. I just want a side, and it's McDonald's fries.
But you got to eat them in like 3 minutes.
Right. You better hope they're fresh, because otherwise they're going to be terrible.
Yes. Yeah. Don't get McDonald's fries after 11:30. That's a fucking rule.
Is there anything worse than going to the McDonald's when you're like drunk and you're like, you order the fries and they suck?
Yes. It's like the only thing that's worse is going to Wendy's and ordering their fries.
At any time.
Yeah. Anytime. It doesn't matter when. Forever Wendy's fries. Those soggy, mistaken. Ugh, they used to have good fries too.
They changed them to make them like healthy or something.
Hey, Burger King used to have the best fries way back in the day.
Yeah, but then they fucked up. I don't know what they did.
I remember when they got the new fries. I was a child. They were terrible. I hate them now.
Yeah.
All right, Thorne, your fourth pick.
All right, my fourth pick, I'm going to go with Quesarito from Taco Bell.
Quesarito is one of my favorites, but I don't know if it's worthy of a pick here. I don't know.
It's all in good fun, man.
I mean,
spoken like a true terrible pick taker. We're just having fun.
Yeah, I do like the Quesarito. I got to agree.
Justin already took my go-to. I'm going to take my favorite of the desserts, and that's a Wendy's Frosty. I'm going to take the Frosty because that one, the Frosty machine is never broken.
Thank you. I really wanted you to take a McFlurry, and I was going to veto it because nobody's had a McFlurry in 8 years because the machine's always broken.
The Frosty machine is never broken. It doesn't matter what time it is. It doesn't matter where you are. That thing works. McDonald's, take notes. The Frosty, you dip your fries in it. If you're real adventurous, you dip your whole chicken nugget in there. Fantastic. Chocolate Frosty. Absolutely.
Yeah. So the only thing I say there, he's got to specify which one. He just said chocolate, so it should be fine.
Yeah. The vanilla chocolate. The vanilla one's for like absolute crazy people.
Really?
I agree. Don't get the vanilla Frosty, do you?
I don't eat Frosties. So
I don't get Frosties. Ever, but I made a donation to Wendy's once and they gave me like a little keychain that lets me get a free Frosty anytime I go there.
Anytime ever? You have an unlimited supply of Frosties?
Apparently.
What kind of donation?
It was like a dollar. It was like a dollar donation.
Dollar donation? Like
$1, bro. Thor, bullshit.
Thor literally bought ownership in Wendy's.
Yeah, I was like a dollar. He gave a dollar a minute or something. Like, what the fuck?
No. I think you might have to order one menu item now thinking about it.
Ah. Oh,
they always have a trap. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Justin, you got two in a row.
All right. I'm going to take cheesy Fiesta potatoes here. They were off the menu for a while, came back.
I cannot believe. What do we, Christopher, we're at pick five. So we're at
pick four. Picks? Yeah.
Oh, so 16. So 16 picks.
I couldn't believe that lasted.
Six things from Taco Bell.
Yeah. Taco Bell, upon my research, was much better than I expected. And I like Taco Bell, but I didn't expect there to be that many things off their list. Well, Cheesy Fiesta potatoes, I find, are oftentimes soggy.
I think they're delicious. And I think the people will agree.
I never just order potatoes.
I could.
Yeah. I don't have them a lot. I'm not saying it's a bad pick. I don't have them a lot, but like, I'm still stuck on what do we have? Six or seven Taco Bell items.
I have two. You have two.
I have two.
Thorne has two.
I have one.
Five items.
Okay. Well,
and to kick off round five, I'm going to take a Krispy Kreme glazed donut.
Ah, son of a bee sting. Nice one. I thought nobody's going to take that one.
Not bad. I'm going to take a Taco Bell item, and I'm going to take the Doritos Locos Taco.
This is the Doritos Locos Taco. That's a steal. In the
face. I had one there, yeah. That was literally written right next door to my Quesarito.
Fuck. Topa's going to be giving me a challenge for the top slots. Good pick,
Topa. If you hadn't talked to me out of this,
I know. I was just thinking that. I looked at my list, and I was just like, thank God I got the good chicken sandwich.
All right, Thorne.
So the only nuggets that have been picked is Kevin.
Yeah, Wendy's spicy nuggets. Yeah, the spicy nugs.
All right, I'm gonna go with the 20 piece from McDonald's.
Well, it's just it's McNuggets. It's not 20 piece.
Yeah, 20 McNuggets.
He wants specifically.
We don't. 20 we McNuggets. Don't have Thorn. We don't have quantities. It's just.
McNuggets. It's a menu item. No, well, it's a menu item. You go there specifically for the 20
McNuggets. So I can draft 6 McNuggets?
I can take the 6 piece now.
You could, yeah, but nobody six wants piece, 6 yeah. when you can have 20.
No.
That's a great pick, go
there
Thorn.
Specifically. See? Thank you. You go there specifically for the 20 piece nugget. You don't go there for a value nugget.
You go for a value nugget. You're an asshole. You better be getting right. a Frosty.
I literally don't even know how to respond to this argument.
You shouldn't. You should you just pick what? Your next you know two
what?
Picks.
I post a poll and I'm putting 20 piece McNugget is what I'm putting.
Thank you, because that's the item I'm looking for. Thank you.
The 20 piece.
But right, that's not an item. That's 20 items. But anyway.
It's a 20 piece exclusively to McDonald's.
Can't get 20 nuggets at Wendy's. That's a fact. Unless you want a 210 piece, and that's gluttonous.
They have a box that says 20 piece nuggets on it.
I'm not arguing that it exists. What is happening here?
I don't know, but I love it.
It exists. Nobody's saying it doesn't, but like, I didn't get one McDonald's fry. I got McDonald's
fries. Yes, you did.
You only got one. You got the value.
You weren't specific enough, Kevin.
Good luck.
You better go back in your pick and say 47 McDonald's.
No, too late. Too late. I already wrote down one fry. I actually wrote down McFry, by the way, because I didn't want to write the whole thing.
All right. Give me the KFC biscuit with my next pick.
Oh, that was on my list.
That is.
Gold. Can you order just a biscuit?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Comes in a 2-pack for $1.09.
Wow.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know if it's $1.09. I know you can get the 2-piece. I don't know if it's $1.09.
Let's not argue with the man. The man sounds
like a good price point.
$1.09.
KFC, I'm just saying, $1.09, 2 biscuits. That's a good deal.
So I always find this story funny. Back in the day, I remember hearing a news report in California that there used to be a drug dealer at the KFC. And the way that you would order drugs through the drive-thru is you would order extra biscuit. And the thing that always confused me as a kid who loved the biscuit was you would think somebody would make that mistake pretty early on. Like, how is right. the code to
right.
order one? Like, wouldn't it be like, can I get extra coleslaw or something that nobody fucking wants?
Yeah. Some poor sap like me was going through the drive-thru and was like, yeah, can I get an extra biscuit? And they were like, absolutely. And I just a bunch of meth in my box.
That's exactly what happened. Eventually, somebody who was not supposed to get drugs got drugs, and that's how they were found out. So nobody ever said criminals were smart. All right, my last pick. Give me the broccoli and cheddar soup from Panera. That shit's pretty
good. Is that fast food?
Yeah, Panera is definitely fast food. It's Thorn, it's higher quality fast food, but it's definitely fast food.
If the pick isn't good, we just let it go.
Oh, okay.
That's not a bad pick, Toba. People love
that broccoli. That pick sucks.
Well, wait, no, because we kind of let my 20 piece slide real quick. So what are we saying? You know, are we just saying that we glazed over that?
No, I just gave you McNuggets. I didn't write down 20 pieces.
Oh, okay. You're not getting the 20.
I'm gonna write down 20 pieces because I think it's funny.
It's like right. We've had 17 picks, Thorne, and I don't know why you thought this was the time that you're gonna have to add quantities. Like, that's not a thing. You just say I all want right. the McChicken.
I need a medium Baja Blast, please.
yeah, so give me the broccoli and cheddar soup. I like
that's
that.
A bad
like
pick. That's too healthy for this draft.
It's not healthy at all.
Entirely.
It's healthier than a Baconator.
I don't think, honestly, far Christopher, healthier. I'm not sure. It's definitely not.
It's got broccoli healthy. In it.
Around a mountain of cheese with lard in it.
Sounds good. All right, Thorn, your last pick.
All right, I don't think any of the rules specified that it has to be current menu items.
No, I was actually
you did
I
not
did
say that.
I did mean to say that you can take it anytime. I did mean to say that.
Oh, okay. Do you guys remember the double down chicken sandwich from KFC?
Is that the one with the chicken for the bread?
Oh, is that the chicken, the double
That's
chicken?
That's one with the chicken for the bread. Yeah.
I literally never had those. That because even Fat Kevin was worried about picking up a heart attack from eating that thing.
I never had one because it was just, I didn't know how I would eat it.
Intimidating.
It was very intimidating to me.
I'm gonna. I just feel like that's how I cap the end of my votes with a little nostalgia there.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick. I'm just worried about the state of your heart when you're wrapping up the draft with a Baconator to start and the double chicken whatever.
When the quesarito is the healthiest thing on the menu.
Hey, sounds good.
Siri, I don't care.
Why are you always talking?
I don't care.
Why is
Justin on the web?
You know, we do this show, and it's a professional show, and Justin always spends his time walking around like an asshat.
Honestly, I was sitting in the office, and all of a sudden, apparently, like a fucking band practices in this building somewhere because like someone started hitting a snare drum, and I could literally hear someone singing. So I went to the front of the.
Aren't you in a complex that has a music store?
Not that I know of. Maybe they do.
Yeah,
do they?
I'm pretty sure there's a music store. Like, well, then either next
that's,
door.
That's
or
definitely
like
what was going on. Someone was buying a fucking drum. I'll tell you that.
He works there. Has no idea.
Back in the day, Cameron bought it. Like it's been there forever. Cameron bought his drum and got his. He was getting drum lessons from there.
All right, I want to take the chicken.
What fries. Is it? TJ's.
I don't know what it's called. It's across from Stang.
Oh, Symphony, right?
Symphony. I took guitar lessons there when I was a child.
Never mind, I did know that, and now it all makes sense.
Everybody knows that except for Justin Simmons, apparently.
Who works there, by the way. Okay. All right, my last pick, I'm going to take the chicken fries from Burger King because I wanted a nugget type thing, and there were no other nuggets on the table. Chicken fries are good.
I don't think I've ever eaten chicken fries. Really?
They come in a very convenient box that has like a little sauce packet on it.
But those are also like laxatives.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. I don't think they're very good. Justin, am I wrong here?
I think they're okay. I think last pick, they're fine.
I think the
I wanted a nug option, and I didn't want the regular Burger King nuggets.
Yeah,
you should have gotten those are gross. Did you already write it down?
Yeah, I already wrote it down.
You should have gotten the Chick-fil-A nugs.
I thought about it, but I didn't want to double down. I didn't take a Chick-fil-A chicken. Thing.
I got that.
I like chicken fries, people. Don't let anyone This isn't me bemoaning my choice. I like chicken fries.
It sounded pick. Like you were bemoaning.
You get some sweet and sour sauce that comes with a little dippy cup. It's fantastic.
You don't get sweet and sour sauce.
I'm just saying for the people who maybe want to try chicken fries.
Fans. Everybody, I want to make this clear. Everybody has to eat their things without any dipping sauces. Nothing.
Other than
I only got one thing. I can dip my chicken fries in my Frosty.
My last.
You don't have them all at once. Go ahead, Justin.
Oh, bullshit.
It's either to risk it. For the biscuit or completely lose this draft, but I'm going with McDonald's sweet and sour sauce because I'll put that shit on everything at McDonald's at least.
So you picked a dipping sauce, which I don't disagree with, but you didn't even pick the best one.
I definitely think I did.
Toba's going to drop the Szechuan on you, whatever the fuck that thing
is. I was going to say Chick-fil-A sauce.
Well, I already have that in my chicken sandwich. I already have that literally on my chicken sandwich.
I agree with Topa. It's not the best one.
I think it's not even the best sauce, like at McDonald's. Like, I think there are better sauces.
What? Name one.
Like, the barbecue is better, I think.
No, not even close.
I wouldn't say the ranch, but a lot of people would say
I do like ranch, but not on McNuggets.
Nope.
Anyway.
Sweet and sour.
Nah, I like the barbecue from KFC.
I was going to say barbecue from KFC. And then I don't remember, but back in the day, they used to have fucking just honey. That you could use for chicken nuggets. Which
on
the
biscuits
best thing
at
ever.
KFC. Yeah. They come with honey.
Yeah.
A couple things we didn't pick. Shamrock Shake.
No.
Somehow the Whopper didn't get selected. Nah. It's the worst of all the big three, but it is pretty good still. Quarter pounder.
What's the other? No, it's the second.
Big Mac, biggest. Baconator, Whopper.
Is the Baconator the big three?
No, I think the Dave Single.
I think
single,
it's just a Dave Single. Yeah.
Dave Single's the big three.
Dave Singles are not important. Yeah. I don't think they have square patties.
Not compared to a Baconator.
Right.
Okay, I'm not saying that the Baconator is not better, but like it's not what Baconator. Wendy's is known
for. It's not, yeah, it's Wendy's not their like original burger or whatever.
And you know what we did forget? McRib. And I really wanted, I was debating between
the McGriddle. The McGriddle.
The Cinnabon and a Blizzard too.
Ooh, Blizzard I had on my list.
Oh, wow.
Munchkins, Blizzard, yeah. If you wanted a Dunkin', like a donut-y type thing. Junior Bacon Cheeseburger from Wendy's, I also enjoy.
Original chicken sandwich from Burger King is the only decent thing on that menu, I think.
Oh, the OG chicken sandwich. I do like that. Too much mayonnaise, always.
Yeah.
McDonald's apple pie.
KFC.
Never had one.
KFC mashed potatoes.
Ooh, I had that on my list.
Well, you KFC had it in your famous bowl, so you're good.
That's true. Yeah. KFC mac and cheese. Basically, anything from KFC at this point is on the list. Yeah. All right, Justin, the ones we did pick, you took the original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A, Five Guys Burger, a Crunchwrap Supreme, Cheesy Fiesta potatoes, Krispy Kreme donut, and McDonald's sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah, strong list. Got all my favorites. I'm clearly in the minority here. I really don't like KFC at all. Like anything. KFC's really good.
I like KFC once every 2 years.
I had
KFC's menu today. Is boring.
I haven't had it before that in many, many moons.
The side, I mean, in fairness, Justin, like the chicken's good. The sides are good. Like, what do you not like about the KFC?
I guess I don't really like the chicken all that much. I think the only thing I ever get is like the little chicken kickers, the little chicken sandwiches they have. Chicken
those snacking. Are pretty good.
Yeah, those are good. Yeah, I don't.
KFC menu is boring. I do.
Maybe I'm a loser.
Yeah, it's not a creative menu.
It hasn't changed in 10 years, but it's still, I like it. So no complaints for me. I had the second pick. I took the Big Mac, the iced coffee, the famous bowl from KFC, chocolate frosty, Dorito tacos, and chicken fries. Happy with it. And I wish I would have gotten McDonald's fries, but I didn't. So
and the spicy deluxe.
In the spicy deluxe, Kevin definitely mind fucked me. That's all right because I'm happy with what I got.
I gotta say this, Topa. This is one of those situations where I think you're gonna win, and the first two picks suck balls.
People love iced coffee, Kevin.
Nah, I think
I thought fine the iced later. Coffee was a steal.
I thought it was fine later. I just didn't think it was good there.
I like all these picks. I didn't know if Justin would be smart enough to choose iced coffee, and I didn't want to leave it on the table for him.
Doesn't matter. Thorn. You fucking killed it. You fucking killed it 3-6. So
yeah, good draft. Thorn, you took the Baconator, McDonald's hash browns, Baja Blast, the Quesarito, 20-piece McNugget, and the KFC double down.
Just McNuggets.
20-piece.
20-piece.
You can have unlimited McNuggets.
20. No, I mean, he's not a fool. No, he only needs 20.
Yeah, but the 20-piece is a menu item, Kevin. Stop trying to steal it.
I can't.
Anything else you want to talk
in
about?
In fairness, this Thorne's been the only one that like stuck with the rules. It was fast food menu items.
Took menu items. You talking about?
Well, we took like
you took Happy Meal from me, which is a menu item.
It's a meal. It says meal in the
sweet.
Name.
It's a meal. I don't know if sweet exactly. And sour sauce is an item per se. Can you order just one sweet and sour sauce packet?
They charge you for more than one.
Oh well, I guess it counts then.
Yeah,
Kevin, you had the last pick. You took the spicy chicken.
Didn't get a chance to defend his team.
Oh, I thought he did. My bad. Go ahead.
No, just make sure that we listed as 20-piece McNuggets to get Kevin mad.
Thorn doesn't have a chance anymore. I'm cutting 20-piece
McNuggets. Got it.
No, perfect. No defending his team.
Kevin, you had the last pick. You went with the spicy chicken deluxe from Chick-fil-A, cheesy gordita crunch, Wendy's spicy nuggets, McDonald's fries, the KFC biscuit, and a broccoli and cheddar soup from Panera.
That shit's bomb. Yeah, I'm happy with mine. I got a little bit of old, a little bit of new. There so I'm it happy is. With it overall.
I hope someone punches you in the balls.
Well, you're the only one with that kind of reach. So everybody else, when they punch, would punch me in the chest. Justin, that was a short joke. If you didn't get it,
no, I got it. I'm okay. This wasn't funny.
Why is Justin cockeyed? Oh, there he is. Oh, he's. Anyways, this draft is officially in the books. Make sure to vote in the poll on Thursday. And make sure you write in the comments why my list is the best list. Make sure you put that in there. Why you voted. Was it the iced coffee that got you to vote for me, or was it the famous bowl? That's what I really want to know. I'm feeling really confident in this list, which means I am absolutely coming in last.
I mean, it depends if Justin's actually going to do his job and post to Twitter. That'll kind of determine
that's true.
How the vote's going to go.
If he goes to the Twitter, I'll win because the Twitter loves me.
Well, how long do you think it takes to post to Twitter, Topa? Like a minute, 2 minutes, maybe?
Maybe two and a half.
If it's going to be a victory, then I'm absolutely not going to post to the Twitter.
He could do it during one of his phantom poops.
Yeah, one of his phantom ghostwriting poops. Could definitely pull it off, and still it is on Twitter once in a blue moon.
Every episode is on Twitter, just not the polls.
We're sorry, Twitter.
We're every sorry, episode. Twitter. I love that. We're sorry, world of Twitter.
All right. Well, I'm going to take the time here to thank Thorn for coming on. I hope this wasn't the worst experience you've ever had. Make sure you go listen to Poeticate wherever music is available, right?
Yeah. If Kevin allows it, I'll post it in the comments.
Just post it and we'll deal with it. Ask for forgiveness, not permission.
All right.
He already asked for permission. We can't backtrack it. That would be too late.
Shut up.
It'll be chaos. Thorn, thank you for joining us. Really, really appreciate it. You've been a pretty awesome fan across the board for us. So glad that we could have you on. Excited to listen to your music too, actually.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And honestly, I've been waiting for this. This was so much fun, guys, for real. Super entertaining. And it's the same exact vibe I get when I actually listen. So it's really fun that that's like a real energy that you guys have here. Yeah, I can't wait to hear this episode and hear how stupid I sound. So
that's the best part about listening, is realizing how dumb you sound.
Yeah, I gotta say this. Justin's got a point. This is the second time in a week that we've had somebody tell us that we sound authentic. It's not made up.
I suppose that's a good thing.
Oh, wait, before we finish, I don't know if we should do it this episode.
I already or finished.
Next episode. Well, Justin, you're quick on the trigger.
You're used to that though. So
we've been getting reviews.
Really?
Yeah.
Reviews.
I fucking love Thorin. Thorin, you want to be a permanent fourth member? There we go.
Review ooze.
So I just wanted to add this. We got a nice review from Buttamac, Buttamac, Five Finger Discount Podcast. All the people saying this great concept are right, except All Fantasy Everything did it first and does it better.
This is a new review?
This is a new review from July 13th. Not only is the idea for this podcast stolen, but they're stealing the draft topics too! ! Come on, son.
What draft topic did we steal?
It sounded like that was Stephen A. Smith that wrote that.
Stephen A. Come on, I thought we were friends.
Buttamac, Stephen A.
I had dinner with Ian Carmel last night,
and let me tell you,
I'm very good friends with them.
I could not afford Jesus what that Christ. Man ate at dinner last night.
So yeah, we've actually gotten we've got 4 or 5 reviews since we've come back. But I don't know if there was a shout out on All Fantasy Everything with Topa's, Justin's, what does Justin call him? I can't remember. It's
Cini Boppers.
No, it's Justin has a name for Ian. Justin, I was setting you up, you fucking idiot.
He's scratching his chin. He has no idea what's going on.
Tell me more.
What my name for Ian is.
Tell me more.
That's my guy.
Tell me more. He's a fucking tubby. I didn't know if we were going with the poop because like Ian is a poop and we take an Ian.
Yeah, he is.
I take a fan of Ian all the time and I turn around to talk to him. He's and nothing's there. Kevin couldn't take an Ian for a fucking month. Poor guy.
Yeah, I was setting you up, Justin, for the tubby moron. I thought it was coming.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was fixated on the poop. Oh, that is Ian, and I couldn't think of the W moron. Yeah. I apologize.
So,
all right, this episode's officially in the books for Kevin and Justin and Thorn. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.
Tubby moron.